Good morning, KC. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. You know, we've worked together for many, many years, and one of the things that always cracks me up is whenever we talk about movies, and sometimes you took your young ones, you go, worst mom ever. It's just funny. Because it's one of these things, all moms go through this, and we're going to take a few calls and give you movie passes.
That's right, because it's time for the sequel, A Bad Mom's Christmas.
I don't think I can do this sober.
You guys want to get drunk at the food court?
Ooh, yeah.
I do this how I like. I'm D-boy.
I feel like a giant stress ball from like November to New Year's.
Yeah. I spend months picking out the perfect present for everyone. You know, the only thing I get in return? Coupons for free back rubs.
That's not okay.
Bad back rubs.
It's really not okay. Really isn't.
We want to hear from you moms. We'll take like four or five and just tell us, you know, just a short story. Nothing really bad.
Lighthearted things where you're like, oh, I'm a bad mom.
I can't believe I did that.
Exactly. And just for calling in, then we will give you passes to see this advanced screening, which is happening on Monday.
All right. Phones are lit up because I think all moms go through this. It's kind of hard to really be a perfect parent. There's just no way. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we got first?
I believe we have Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about being a bad mom.
Well, sometimes I wake up a little too late, and I have to give my kindergartner a Nutri-Bar for breakfast with some milk.
I feel like at least they have breakfast. That's amazing.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You get passes, okay?
Boy, now I'm really feeling bad about myself. I thought Nutri-Grain Bar was a good breakfast.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Let's go to Megan and KC.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
So I was not a bad mom. I was a bad sister. I took my little brother to go see the Boy Scouts Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse and had no idea how bad that was going to be. And then I also took him to go see both of the Kingsman Service movies.
How old was he?
So, he was 13 for the Boy Scouts Guide, and then 15, and then just 17 for this last one.
Oh, I feel like that's totally fine. You're fine.
You're fine.
I was
totally hiding his eyes the whole time.
All right, well, you get movie passes. Hold on.
Okay, now I'm feeling even worse, because when I actually did stuff like that, I didn't hide their eyes.
Let's go to Jasmine.
Jasmine. Jasmine. Going once.
Is it Jasmine?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the radio.
No, my name is Ruth.
Oh, go ahead.
Why are you a bad mom?
When my daughter was 4 years old, her and my son were wrestling, and she hit her head on wooden bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
Told me that she was dizzy and sick to her stomach. I did not realize that she had a concussion for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Hold on. You're going to get passes.
But you know what? Kids complain so much. You can't take them to the emergency room every time. Oh, poor thing.
It hurts my heart. Hello?
Hello?
Who do we have? Tara?
What's your name?
Jasmine.
All right, Jasmine.
There's Jasmine.
Go ahead.
Hi. When my daughter was little, she was terrified of Velcro. And I had couches that the cushions Velcroed, and I would intentionally stick my hand under there and make her cry.
Wow.
I feel like it's okay to torture kids if it really gives you a good laugh.
Yes.
It is.
All right, you get
Hang
passes.
On, we'll give you some movie passes.
I'll take one more.
All right, how about Angela in Topeka?
Angela, good morning.
Good morning. So I was staying with some friends for a few months, and I was hollering at my kids because they kept leaving out sidewalk chalk. And I came home one day and saw all these circles on the garage doors on the house and on the shop and everything. And so I went inside and I yelled at the kids and I'm like, I can't believe you guys are drawing. This is not our house. You know, so I went out and made them scrub all these circles off the doors and stuff. And I didn't realize that the insurance adjuster had come to the house that day. And they had circled all the hail damage all over the house. And all over the doors. I made my kids scrub it all off. They were supposed to be there.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best ever. Hold on.
Come